Big Love is an American television drama series about a fundamentalist Mormon family in contemporary Salt Lake City, Utah. The series aired on HBO between March of 2006 and March of 2011. Now, this television series identified Big Love as a plural marriage, one husband and a bevy of three wives. The title Big Love suggests that a man with several wives must have more love to give than the usual variety of husband. The reality is that he's just spreading the same love more thinly across several relationships in the hallowed tradition of philandering. Well, big love has nothing to do with numbers, nor is the size of our love measured by the extravagance of romantic gestures performed, money spent, or poetic words multiplied. Big love is about total commitment. The kind of commitment we make with our words, our checkbook, our heart, and our deeds. And such love doesn't ask just for quality time, but for our lifetime. And needless to say, we see far less of this kind of love that is regularly, oftenly, exuberantly professed. In the Old Testament reading today from the book of Deuteronomy, Moses proclaims the essence of big love in what has become known in the Jewish tradition as the Shema Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. So Moses defined this total dedication as engaging the heart, soul, and strength. Now for Jews, the Shema is a legally binding oath, taking these words to heart most seriously, so much so that they repeated it several times during the day, posted it on their foreheads, their arms, and the doorpost of their homes. In the rabbinic tradition of later centuries, the three obligations of law in the Shema were neatly distinguished. The heart was defined as the seat of loyalty owed to God and neighbor. The pledge of soul implied a willingness to give one's life for God. By comparison, might or strength was defined rather prosaically. It meant one's wealth and property that were at God's disposal. So committing this big love to God was not a matter of emotion or affection at all. The people of God dedicated their allegiance, their lives, and their resources to God in a communally binding oath. So which of these sort of real-life implications of loving God with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength do you find most challenging in your life? In Jesus' question and answer session with the scribe in the gospel today, he highlights this big love when he quotes from the book of Leviticus. The big love is connected and intimately linked to love your neighbor as yourself. I happened to read online in Psychology Today that it seems completely reasonable that we can't really love until we experience love from within. for ourselves. We have to be on good terms with ourselves. And this involves healthy doses of self-acceptance, self-esteem, and self-worth. The article says that once we love ourselves, loving others then becomes second nature. However, Jesus didn't say to love others after you love yourself. He was simply emphasizing how important it is to love other people. So in combining these two big loves, Jesus implicitly connected heaven and earth, love of God and love of neighbor, as two inseparable dimensions of a life of faith and discipleship. This week, as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, is National Vocation Awareness Week. Whatever your vocation in life, marriage, priesthood, religious life, or single life, God's plan calls us to share this big love. And this week calls us to live our vocation more deeply. Vocation awareness asks us to consider how I encourage young people in my life, children, grandchildren, students, and friends, to be open to God's call to priesthood and religious life. Teenagers, young people in college are thinking and planning their futures. They are most definitely wondering where their lives are headed. A study of newly ordained priests showed that they first seriously considered the priesthood at an average age of 16 years old. That was certainly true in my life experience when I was discerning my vocation. And it was people like you encouraged me in my discernment. The letter to the Hebrews today says that Jesus has a priesthood that does not pass away. His priesthood was one of big sacrificial love. Our main duties are, as the priest stands among us in the person of Christ, to preach the gospel, celebrate the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. The letter to the Hebrews mentions that the law appoints men subject to weakness to be high priest. Yes, God calls weak and flawed men to the priesthood. And the disclosure of the list of clergy in our archdiocese on the front page of today's Times-Picayune and in this week's Clarion Herald who abuse children not only saddens me deeply, because some I know personally, but also makes me very conscious of my own sinfulness and my own weakness as I stand before you in this place. One does not have to be perfect to be a priest. And at the same time, we do need courageous men who are striving for virtue, burning with desire to preach and model the big love for God, neighbor, and self. So join us in prayer during this National Vocation Awareness Week. Praying for vocations is never just a pious platitude. Every second Thursday of the month here at St. Francis, we host a special holy hour of prayer for vocations. Be with us this week on Thursday, November 8th, in adoration of Christ, the eternal high priest, in the Blessed Sacrament, as we earnestly ask him to send more laborers into the harvest. Let me now use a word at the end of today's gospel. Dare to ask one final question. How am I being called to the big love of God and neighbor in my life?